off. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning, what's going on? It's McKenzie along with producer Porkchop, Live the Web Girl. Joseph is in Costa Rica. He's on vacay and we are super jelly.
Must be nice.
Exactly. He deserves it though. Vacation is good. So we are waking up along with you. What's going on? How was your weekend, Chops?
It was good. Me and Liv went to dinner Friday night and it was so nice.
I know. I hadn't seen Cody in so long.
Hostage boy? I realized.
So it was super, super fun, very much needed. You went to my house for the first time.
Yeah, I saw Liv's house.
You saw my house for the first time, and I showed you around. I took you around, which is so funny because literally the next day, I totally reorganized and went through my entire closet. So now I kind of wish you saw it now instead of then because that was pre-closet organization. But I was very excited to show you around.
Oh, where'd you guys go to eat?
We went to this place called Next Door. It's about like, I think it's like a block and a half from my house.
Yeah, Liv's block and a half. It was really like 5 blocks and 30 degree coldness.
It was not 5 blocks. Aww. So we decided to walk because it was so close. And
you understand what a block is, right?
Oh yeah, I do.
From like one street to another.
I know. I'm just not like actively counting constantly.
Well, you don't have to. You just notice that it's like.
Well, that's fun. So it was like a little double date action.
Well, no. It was just me.
Oh, just the three
pork
of you.
Chop. Yeah. My boyfriend was home with all of his buddies just chilling, watching basketball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was fun. We had good food, some good drinks. And Saturday night, I worked at the steakhouse all day, made some money.
Yes, honey.
And then I worked there yesterday morning too, but it was kind of slow. So like after lunch, they sent me home and I had the rest of the day off.
Oh my gosh. So, do you not know what to do with yourself when you have time off? Just because you're always so crazy.
Me and my boyfriend went shopping, got some groceries, and then I played hockey on Xbox and Call of Duty on Xbox with my friend Chad.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Well, my weekend was amazing. First of all, it was full of surprise FaceTimes. I don't know. We need to talk about this later. The etiquette of a FaceTime. Usually, I feel like you set a time or you'll be like, hey, like text first, right?
If it's not like a sibling or a very close friend, you do not surprise someone with that. It's like a set time and like, oh, hey, can I FaceTime you later? Like you get permission before you just like randomly spread, like
yes, right,
pour that on someone.
These are guys, like a guy that I'm talking to, random face, he likes to just surprise FaceTime in. Like I was eating dinner with my family and there he is. I was like, whoa!
Did you answer?
No.
Oh, yeah,
no, because I was like out and about.
Yeah, that's so weird. I feel like I really don't FaceTime that much, and when I do, it's definitely never surprised. I should surprise FaceTime some
I feel
people.
Like I did not I'm gonna surprise FaceTime him today back. Is that weird?
No, I think you should. But here, like if I am FaceTiming someone that like I'm interested in, like obviously like pre-Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, if like a guy was FaceTiming me, like no, I've got to make sure the lighting is right.
Exactly.
I've got to make sure the angles are on point.
That you're not on the toilet.
Like not try hard, but not hideous.
Exactly.
That you're not at your other boo's house.
Yeah, like, oh, and especially like I would have never answered like a FaceTime in front of my parents. Like before we are like official,
right?
You do not exist in my parents' eyes.
Exactly. So that like, was exciting. Like it's kind
funny.
Of exciting because he's just a lot. He's like a wild one. But
interesting.
So that's fun. And then what did I do? Oh, and then I experienced microneedling for the first time. I went to Dr. Chernoff's, who I love. And it's like a celeb treatment that they do. And like a lot of people are getting into it. So you just, it's like an intense microneedling. It was really, really cool.
So
and
what
I
do
enjoyed
they do?
It. So they numb, they kind of, it's called Intracell. And they numb you up and then it doesn't hurt too bad. It's just like it's actually 90 needles though, like penetrating your skin.
Wow.
And then it's so good though for collagen. collagen and elastin, and then they put like the stem cells on top, and it's like you do it every, it was pretty intense, but it's like those treatments when you see a celebrity and they're endorsing like a lotion you can buy at CVS. No, like this is the stuff they're actually doing. So I would highly, highly recommend it.
Is there like a certain amount of treatments you need for like the set or like you
know I'm
going
to do three, but it was called, again, it was microneedling intracell.
That's so interesting.
I was down for that. And so then I hung out that night because I was a little pink. But then I just hung out with Lucy the rest of the weekend, and she had a sleepover, and it was bonkers. And they were like high off sugar the entire like Saturday.
And margaritas for National Margarita Day.
Mommy had her mommy juice. And then Sunday, what did we do? Oh, we cleaned out my garage, hence closet. So that was fun.
You've been waiting to do that for months.
Right.
Huh?
And it was so beautiful.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
So it was like the exact time to do it. So it was good. The weekend went by fast, though.
I know. I wish I spent more time outside, which might. So I have a question I want to ask you guys. So my roommate got a bike for Christmas, and it's a really cute bike, and she has ridden it a couple of times, but I don't have a bike. I think I'm going to ask one for my birthday, but like yesterday was so beautiful outside. She had to go into work at 1.
So you just hopped on the bike.
Her bike was just sitting there, and I was staring at it, and it was looking at me in my face because I had gotten done with Murder Monday. I was done with all of my things, and I was like, I have a couple hours to spare. It's so beautiful outside. And my boyfriend was like, just use it. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm definitely going to ask her. But I even felt bad asking her because she's only, I think, used it once or twice. So it's like, I don't want to be like that roommate that's like being a mooch. So I ended up not asking her. But do you think like if someone, would you mind?
No, not at all. Because it's just sitting there.
I know, that's
what I'm
saying.
So to confirm, you did not use it.
I did not use it.
Oh, yeah, you definitely could have asked her or just used it.
Okay, I'm going to ask her next time. I
no,
got nervous.
You can't just use it because then if you crash.
Oh, yeah, that's like true. Crash or even if like I get like mud on it or something, like this bike is brand new and sparkling. So I just need to ask one for my birthday.
Was that the highlight of your weekend?
Staring at my roommate's bike. No, actually going through my closet, I organized it. And my closet has been like a huge stressor. Like just
I'm
looking at
it. I'm still doing mine. I'm converting to all skinny hangers and it's taking a hot
forever.
Minute.
Yeah. It takes a lot longer than you think it would. So, but I organized it. I totally cleaned it out. I moved a ton of stuff to the basement that was just like storage that I can just store down there. I built a little shoe shelf myself.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. It like has like
Bob
I
the
think,
builder over here.
I
That's
know.
Impressive.
It has like 12 compartments and I like literally built it. I was hammering, I was screwing, all of that. So I built it.
I was hammering and screwing.
So I reorganized my closet, which that was definitely the highlight of my weekend. I've been needing to do that.
Nice. It still feels so good to get organized. I feel like spring is going to be here before we know it. It's the last week of February.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And we have tea coming up. It's hot tea, too. Hillary Duff takes on a paparazzi. Wait until you hear what he was doing and what Jen Garner is trying to sell you.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
It is tea time. Kicking things off with the Biebs. He's been making the rounds, and he showed up at none other than Kanye's Sunday service and impressed everybody.
Never would have made it. Without you, I would have lost it all. But now I see that you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. I never would have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can't say.
I think I heard Liv in the background.
Yes, beautiful.
Me
I
probably
go.
Weeping.
We need to go to Kanye's Sunday service because you never know who's going to pop up, right?
I want to go on Easter.
Yes.
That's like when it's like, it's basically Coachella.
Exactly. It's going to be so lit. So that was the Biebs. And that, if you're interested in that song, it's Never Would Have Made It. Nice stuff. Well, Hillary Duff, very upset with a paparazzi at her son's football game. So here's the deal. Her kiddo is just 7. A paparazzi was showing up, taking all kinds of pictures. And she's like,
Hey, who are you here with?
I'm here with me.
With you?
Yes.
Do you know any of the people on the team?
No.
Oh, can you stop taking pictures of the kids, please?
It's legal.
It's making me feel really uncomfortable.
Well, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable. You want me to show you ID?
I'm not asking for your ID. I'm asking you to stop taking pictures of our 7-year-old children if you don't know anyone that's here. I'm asking you, human to human, as a mother, if you don't know anyone here, can you please stop taking pictures of our children playing?
Oh my gosh. And then he will not leave. He won't back down. And then Hillary, she gives him a little threat.
I'm taking pictures. I'm practicing photography.
Can you practice it on another?
I'm not here to scare you or anything like that. Your paranoia is unwarranted. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, there are children, and we would like to protect them. So if you could take pictures and practice your photography somewhere else.
What about other
then I will just post this to my 15 million followers on Instagram and let people know how creepy it is that this is what you're choosing to do on your Saturday morning and make all of our...
Creepy to who?
Creepy to hell.
Here's my thing. If you're innocent and you're literally actually just a practicing photographer, your response to her would have been, oh, okay, I'm so sorry that I offended you. I'll go practice somewhere else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
I'm thinking that this guy was actually doing something sketchy because he had a problem when being asked to leave.
Well, yeah, he's going after a paycheck because he's a paparazzi. So he's getting pictures of Hillary Duff and her kid. And she's like, please, human to human, this is my child.
Oh, he was
child.
A paparazzi.
Yes, and she said, go away. And she said, no, but that crosses the line. So she posted that. And there are laws, but he said
wait
he could
a minute.
Do it.
All of a sudden, I'm okay now. I thought he was like some creeper.
Wait, why are you okay with him? If he's a paparazzi, it's
because he's just doing his job. If I thought he was like some random like pervy creepo,
no,
he's a paparazzi.
There's a lot of like overseas. There's like laws. Like yeah. Paparazzi cannot take photos of like underage children.
Of children. How creepy is that?
Well,
if someone
I don't know. That's
like,
his job, and he's trying to make a living for his kids at home.
They can take pictures of her though. If someone showed up at my daughter's basketball game just taking pictures of a Lucy, that's so creepy.
And that's
obviously,
so, it's
a paparazzi, and that's his job.
No, that's
still
creepy.
It's still weird. Like, imagine, like, your 7-year-old child just exposed everywhere. Like, that's traumatizing.
Well, you're
for a
famous.
Kid.
That's the thing. See, I didn't know he knew that was Hillary Duff.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
I know. Otherwise, it's super creepy just taking pictures of 7-year-olds.
Right.
For fun.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's why I wasn't on board with it.
There's a lot of parent celebrities that are very uncomfortable and, like, upset about paparazzi taking photos of their children.
No, okay. No good. Also, no good. Amanda Bynes is upset that her mom has the same. If she can get married or not because she's her conservator. And now she's actually addressing the whole situation.
Today I want to talk about a controversial topic, my conservatorship case. I have been going to a treatment center that charges $5,200 a month. There's no reason why I shouldn't go to a therapist who takes my insurance for $5,000 less a month. This is why I've asked to see the judge next week regarding this conservatorship issue. Thank you guys so much for hearing me out. I'm sorry that this is what I'm dealing with, and I'm sorry to put my problems onto the internet, but this is what life has come to. So thank you guys so much for always supporting me. Love you all. Peace out. Appreciate your love and support. Love you guys. Bye.
I mean, she seems like she's really got it together. I don't know. I think that would be rough. But, you know, it did Brittany well to have her parents kind of take over for a bit. So, I don't know. I'll keep you posted on that. And lastly here, Jen Garner wants to sell you Girl Scout cookies.
Hi, it's Girl Scout cookie time. If you are missing your local Girl Scout or their cookies, just let us know why, and we will send them out until we run out. Supplies are limited. Happy Girl Scout cookie time.
So, you can email her literally, Jen has extra. @gmail.com. What kind are we ordering? We want to go Thin Mints, Tagalongs?
I currently have Thin Mints in my freezer at home.
Yes, Samoas.
Samoas is where it's at.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
We get it. You're dragging. It's Monday. We're along with you. Okay, coming up, we're going to do Monday Motivation. We're going to pump you up to kick butt this week. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
All right, it is time for a little Monday motivation. What's going on? It's Joe McKenzie, myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. Joe is in Costa Rica on vacay, but the rest of us are here doing the grind. We're at work, so we want to motivate you to have an amazing, amazing day. Okay, so I'm going to kick things off, and this it's going to seem a little sad, but I really took away an incredible message from one of my friends that I haven't seen in a really long time. She posted this. Her name is Christina. She posted this on Instagram and my heart just dropped. And we have the audio. Here we go.
So with that, I have been diagnosed with triple negative stage 4 breast cancer. Triple negative means that it is non-hormonal, so it can be a little bit more aggressive. And stage four, because it has spread to other organs in my body. My original diagnosis was stage three, because it was just in my breast and my lymph nodes. But upon further testing that we got done yesterday, we found out that it has spread to my liver and in and on my bones. So that's what we're dealing with that. I think I'm still in some shock, maybe a little bit of denial. I just don't really fully want to believe it yet, because it just seems too impossible. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's not fair. It really sucks. There's really no way around it. It sucks. That's all it is.
All right. So if you're like, oh, this is not motivating me, here's the thing I took away from that. We sweat the stupidest stuff. I watched this. I was stressing about something totally insignificant and irrelevant. This is a girl who's in her young 30s. She has two small children and she has gotten this diagnosis. Here's the deal. Today, live your life like it is such a gift. Go out there and do the things you've always wanted to do. It's not a dress rehearsal, and stop sweating the small dramas, everything that's mundane, the people that are annoying you, the small inconveniences, because this is a woman who has got this diagnosis, and like those are the moments when you really feel what's important in life. And I just wanted to reinstate that this is your shot to live your life. So quit wasting it.
Wow. Very good. Thank you, McKinsey.
Well said. That literally gave me goosebumps to no end. So my Monday motivation is from Kelly Ripa, actually. So Kelly Ripa is obviously like a huge health and fitness fanatic, but she kind of delved in onto like why she is. And so she said, you know, like our society, people are living longer and longer, but it's not just about living longer. It's about living better. And not only is it just to like look good, but it's to feel good and
yes,
your quality of life. And she goes, you know, I want to be old at my parents' age with a great quality of life. And so you start preparing for that now. And she talked about, you know, always having an active household, whether it be go on walks, play basketball with her kids, play soccer, get them into sports, or just doing active activities as a family, and also instilling a healthy diet. And she said, you know, these kinds of things will pave the pathway for them. So now they're all young adults, all three of her children. And she goes, hopefully, like, I did my job as a mother and raise them with a healthy diet. So now like they know how to make those right choices. Are they going to be healthy 100% of the time? No, but they know how to do it and they know the benefits that it can make. And when you look at her, I mean, she is incredible. She still moves like she's like young. I mean, she could kick my butt in
Kelly
any
Ripa?
Workout.
Yeah,
yes.
You know what I love about Kelly Ripa?
What?
Is that her kids? I mean, they're obviously, their family is very well to do with millionaires. And she's like, our family works. Like, I work my butt off. My husband works
right.
his butt off. And she's like, if my daughter wants a credit card, I'm not giving it to her. She's going
right.
to
she
work.
She can get a job.
Yeah,
and
I
she
love
can like pay.
That.
Yes, exactly. So I just loved it. And I think it was very important. Like, you know, people eat healthy and they work out and they think it's like they reap the benefits now, but it's not just now. You reap the benefits for years and years and years to come, and you're setting yourself up for such great success for your whole life to be healthy and have a great quality of life.
I love it. Get moving. All right, Chops, and rounding out our Monday motivation.
My Monday motivation comes from Saturday night in Toronto. There was a hockey game, and it was the Carolina Hurricanes versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. And now in the NHL rules, there is one emergency backup goaltender in the building. So that's in case like a team's like goalies can't play, some random guy. And at this case in Toronto, it was the Zamboni driver.
Oh, what?
My
so
gosh.
He's 42 years old. And for hockey, that's like really old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's really old.
He was actually just sitting in the media room waiting to clean the ice in between the second and third intermission. And he gets like a bunch of text messages that say, suit up. And he's like, what? So the Carolina Hurricanes first goaltender wasn't playing, the second goaltender got injured, and the third goaltender got injured in the second period. So this guy had to go in to a game and win it. And so they were already winning 6-1, but he let up 2 goals, and he made 8 saves on 10 attempts.
I love that!
So this emergency Zamboni driver went in there. He loves like hockey. He's always wanted to play, never made the NHL, but he coaches like an AHL team, and this was his one shot, and he got the win. So I think that's so cool.
Yes, that deserves a round of applause. A little motivation for you on this Monday. Coming up, we're going to do
What happened?
What a girl woke up to in her bed. You're going to die. Plus, he celebrated his sobriety in the most insane way. That's coming up next on Joe and McKenzie. Sometimes people do things that make us say, wait, what happened? Like this dude who is practicing dentistry out of his bedroom.
Wait, what happened?
Yes, a Texas man was busted for practicing dentistry out of the bedroom in his townhome. Undercover officer made an appointment with this dude to get fitted for dentures when he arrived. The man had all this dental equipment and an examination room upstairs. The man took impressions of the officer's teeth and said it would cost $900 to get dentures. Of course, he didn't have licenses. He was practicing on the DL. Police also spoke with a woman who received dental work from the dude that cost her over $3,800 for upper and lower veneers. And he has admitted to performing illegal dental work in other states.
Absolutely not. That's like my biggest fear. Right? I already hate dentists, let alone like not having any of this stuff, it being done in a bedroom.
Oh, and that's like people that go to get cosmetic surgery, like on the cheap, not worth it. They go to someone who doesn't really know what they're doing, and then they end up with like cement in their cheeks or their butt.
Exactly. Why do people do that?
To like, save a buck, but it's like those aren't the things you want to skimp on, people, okay? Well, two drunk drivers were found passed out in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Wait, what happened?
Yes, two drunk drivers were arrested. They were found, in Detroit, in Michigan, Chops. A employee called police after both drivers wouldn't move. They were just, like, staying put in the drive-thru. Officers arrived, and both drivers were found sleeping in their vehicles. And admitted to, having a couple of drinks. Police say, this is the weird part, they didn't even know each other. They were in separate cars. One had a blood alcohol level of 0.16, the other 0.13.
I feel like this probably happens at like Taco Bell.
Yes.
Like all those late nights, I bet cops just like literally wait out for people to pass out in the drive-thru, which like is obviously like bad because they're drinking and driving, but like, worst things can happen. This is actually kind of a little
funny.
They
almost made it for that Big Mac attack. And this man, he was sober. So what does he do to celebrate? He stole a motorcycle.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, an Arizona man celebrated 4 months of sobriety by stealing a motorcycle. Oh. He walked into the dealership drunk. What is wrong with people? He grabbed a motorcycle and just started literally like, I'm going to test drive this. Push it down the road. Then just gets on the hog and takes off. Employees called the police after they noticed the dude leaving the store.
See,
so he wasn't sober.
I've kind of always wondered, like, what would happen because you test drive cars, like, the dealership will let you.
Yes.
And then you're test driving it, and you're like, I mean, what actually would happen if I just, like, left with this? Like, let's just go to, like,
California, baby. Yeah. I mean, eventually they'll catch you, but you'll have the time of your life. And this girl woke up to a raccoon in her bed.
Wait, what happened?
A 10-year-old girl in Texas woke up with a huge, I'm talking ginormous raccoon lying in her bed. The girl said the raccoon was lying on one of her pillows and was friendly. A friendly raccoon. The family believes the animal got in through their doggy door and they were able to sweetly put the raccoon back outside. Aww. I feel like this is a Disney movie. This would not happen. If this happened to me, it would have rabies and start attacking me in my bed.
That girl is either Cinderella or Snow White.
There is no way.
I would get it mauled by that raccoon just by my reaction. I would freak out, and then I would freak out the raccoon, so then it would, like, maul me.
Okay, you wake up, and there's a raccoon, like a raccoon in your bed. What do you do? Do you punch in the face? Do you?
I immediately scream bloody murder and shut my eyes. And just brace. Brace for impact.
Is this a nightmare? Oh, man. Well, coming up, We have song of the day. This is going to be really fun. We're going to do songs that make you feel free. All right, that's coming up next on Joe and McKenzie. To call song of the day. What's going on? It's McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the web girl, producer Lenny Bree down in Houston. Joe off in Costa Rica on vacay. We're super jelly, but we're holding things down. We're gonna have a lot of fun. He feels free, I'm sure. That is the theme. Songs that make you feel free. If you feel tied down, you're gonna have some sense of freedom, at least for a song or two. So we wanted you to just let loose and pick a song. So I'm going with Zac Brown Band because I love them so much, and I chose the song Free.
Just as free. Just as free, free as we'll ever be.
Ah, such good stuff. That'll just let you, like, relax and ease into your work week. Zac Brown Band, if you like that, text the word song right now to 52140 and vote for B. All right, so next up.
Me.
It'll be producer Bookchop.
Yes, so for my category, free, the first thing that came to my mind, you know, something very chill, something very relaxed. Now, something I don't do is smoke the green stuff, but I know a lot of people do, and that makes them feel free. So I figured, why not Wiz Khalifa, Young, Wild, and Free? It's a good song.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild and free.
So, true story, I actually met Wiz Khalifa and he offered to, like, smoke, like me to smoke with him, and I said no, thank you.
Oh, did you literally say it just like that? No, thank you.
No, actually, my friend came in for the swoop. My friend was a pothead. He was like, yeah, dude, I'm down, let's go.
Take me instead, man.
So, yeah, so I did not. But if you want to, I do like to drink, though, and he did mention drinking in that first part. So
I am a partial alcoholic, so that's all good.
So if you want to vote for my song, text SONG, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140 right now, and then a little prompt will come up, and then select letter D once that comes up. Now, let me see if I can pull up Lenny Bree.
Lenny Bree down in Houston is joining us for Song of the Day, The Battle. Lenny, how's it going?
Can you hear me?
We got you.
You're coming in one ear, and I hear a repeat, but it's okay. At least I hear you.
Yeah, let's take care of it then.
Okay.
So, I think people get caught up in the whole idea of freedom and in the word freedom, you know, what it means, and they forget that freedom is more so a feeling. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I chose Pitbull, Give Me Everything.
Definitely.
Because when I listen to that song, I feel freedom.
Dude, definitely thought you were coming with something patriotic. But hey, this song works too. Here it is.
Grab somebody sexy, tell them, hey.
So if you want to vote for, do you know how to do it, Lenny? You're option A.
Oh, I'm option A. So make sure that you, if you're messing with that Pitbull, and I know you were bobbing your head just now, I know if you want to jam that out, you know, type in song, what is it, song?
Yes, song to 52140. Lenny is such a vibe, but like, I just love him so much. And he is A.
I love you too, McKenzie.
Aw, feel the love. Yeah, baby. Okay, now, rounding it out, we have Liv the Web Girl.
Yes, all of these were great, great choices, but I think mine takes the cake. So when I think of feeling free, feeling relaxed, I love to think of Tom Petty, an absolute OG of freedom and feeling free and just relaxation and just feeling, you know, come one, come all. So I picked, obviously, an absolute legendary song, and that is Free Fallin'.
Free falling.
can listen to that. You can roll your windows down, act like it's in the middle of summer, in the middle of the afternoon, and you can text the word song to 52140 and vote for letter C to get that win.
Oh, it's going to be a stiff competition. Song of the Bidet battle is on. Who will win? You decide. Again, text the word song right now to 52140. Cast your vote. And coming up next, we'll have you a big winner. It's a fun day, a special day, because we're just out to play. Joe is in Costa Rica on vacay. It's myself, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, and Lenny Bree down in Houston is joining us for the Song of the Day battle. This song battle, it was songs that make you feel free. And it's a stiff competition. All right, Chops, how are we doing?
Well, with the little recap of our song of the day, Mackenzie, you chose Zac Brown Band, Free.
Free as we'll ever be.
That's a good song. And then I picked Young, Wild, and Free by Wiz Khalifa.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep.
Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, he picked Give Me Everything Tonight by Pitbull and Ne-Yo. And then our very own Liv the Web Girl, she chose Free Fallin' by Tom Petty.
I'm free. Free fallin'.
All right, where's my girl Rosie here to help me out?
She's awake. Rosie. I think she's kind of mad at you, producer Porkchop.
Why?
She's giving you attitude because I feel like you've stepped out with her so much with Hostage Boy. You guys used to be an item.
I know. I feel like Rosie is definitely the jealous type, which you can definitely tell. Maybe that's why Porkchop's been losing so much recently.
Because, yeah,
Rosie's messing with the results.
The
yes.
She's
this
mad.
This is her revenge on you,
she's
Porkchop.
She's mad her man has another man.
I know.
All right, I've got the results coming in right now. Haven't even seen them yet. Let's see. Ooh, the results are in.
Ooh, let me make a prediction. Since Lenny Bree is joining us and this is a rarity, I feel like Lenny is going to take it today. I'm just throwing that out there because Alex, who votes every morning and we love you so much, voted for you, Lenny Bree.
Yeah, that's true. And also, I feel like Pitbull. I was not expecting Pitbull, and I'm a huge Pitbull fan.
Me too.
Giant.
Lenny, are you there?
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with me being a rarity, because literally I've been on here like 4 times, and I've lost last place every single time.
But today could break the pattern, Lenny.
All right, here we go. Coming in dead last place with 9% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Aww, I know. Country's always dicey. Not
it's
a lot
a
of love for
miss.
Zac Brown Band, but they're awesome.
There we go. I found it.
Thanks for that, Chops.
Oh, of course.
All right.
Coming in third place with 23% of the vote, technical producer Lenny.
Ah!
Lenny.
I feel your pain, Lenny. We're at the bottom.
Sorry, Lenny.
You guys have no place in music.
I'm going to turn you down now. See you, bye.
Gosh, you like love him and lose him.
All right, so that means it's between Liv the Web Girl and me, producer Porkchop.
So cutthroat. No.
The vote was only separated by 2%.
What?
Wow.
32% of the vote. Coming in second place, Liv the Web Girl.
Wow.
You're Yay. Back in Rosie's good graces.
Wow.
I won.
Did you do?
First place, I don't know, 34% of the vote. Everyone wants to hear some Wiz Khalifa this morning.
All right, enjoy. Producer Porkchop, the Vic kicking off the week. You know, that sets the tone for the week.
Yeah, I got to win every day this week now.
Congratulations. Oh, wow. I would like to put on the record, I still have not won for 2020.
I think you have one or two wins.
I think you have one or two.
One was a fluke.
of course.
And then the other one was legit.
Okay, well, I take that back.
That's based off
I won on a fluke. Yeah. Loves it. Okay, so, Liv, you brought up something we were talking about off air, so
yes.
We want to talk about this.
So, yeah, it's just something very, very interesting. And, it's just something I noticed, and the person's husband actually brought it up to me. So, we're talking about people that kind of portray something on Instagram or just social media in general that's not really true. So there's this girl that I know, and she is a mother, and she seems like a great mother. She's constantly like posting about her kid, and she gets to spend so much time because she works from home. So she is constantly posting about him, saying like, you know, you're the love of my life, you're like my best friend, all of this great stuff. And it just looks like they have so much fun all day, every day. And she just looks like she's the most incredible mom, which I'm not saying she's not. So I go to this like get together, and I see her husband there. And I go, oh, like, are you guys thinking about having any other kids soon? Like, are you going to give, you know, him a little brother or sister? And he goes, no, considering she hates being a mom. And we were all kind of taken aback. We're like, what?
What?
And he was like, yeah, like, she posts on social media that she loves being a mom and that, like, she has this great time when she's, like, counting down the hours until I come home so I can kind of take the kid off her hands. And she, like, wants to get a nanny. Like, she posts all this stuff. But, like, that's not true. She hates being a mom. She kind of wishes we would have waited a couple years. Obviously, she loves our child, but it's not all as it seems. So I thought it was just very interesting because you would never know that. So, like, what kind of thing is someone faking on social media?
And what if you want to, like, call them out, you could totally do that. What are you sick of seeing people fake on social media, like, and Instagram, all the things?
It's so funny because I have another friend, too, who is constantly posting about her dog and, like, cuddling with it and playing
with it.
Don't
even tell me she hates her own dog.
She does not. Obviously, she doesn't hate her own dog, but her dog and her do not have a great relationship. She's like low-key kind of like abusive to this dog. I mean, she's not actually, but like, she hates this dog, yet she's posting about it all the time.
All right, 833-563-2539. What are you sick and tired of people posting on social media? I have a question as well.
Okay,
so if there's a couple, and I'm noticing this, and this one of my friends is actually doing this right now. They are in a relationship, like, been dating probably like a month. And one of them, posting stories, did a solid post. The other one, nothing. No posts, no stories.
No history of
no
this guy.
No mention. One, or girl. Like, yeah, one time there was like a picture of like a food, or they were out and it was like a tag, but like no. So what does that mean? Does that mean the one that's not showcasing is like, is still talking to other people?
Okay, so
it's,
I think,
new.
A couple,
it's super
things.
New.
Okay, then yeah, they could be talking about someone.
But the, one
else
of them is like, oh my gosh, I found the one, like, all in. And it's just such an imbalance.
The other person, I don't think, clearly thinks so. I think if it's new, then it means like it's a big commitment to post your significant other on social media. That's cementing something right there. There's going to be history of that person forever. So I think like posting about a new relationship is a statement, and that person's not ready to make that statement yet. Clearly.
Okay. I have learned, do not post until it's permanent.
Yes. Yes.
All right. 833-563-2539. We've got Ryan. His story seems a little far-fetched. I don't know. You be the judge. Ryan, good morning. What'd you want to say?
So no joke. Back in high school, like, of course, a lot of kids, people have kids. But I had a friend who would carry around pictures of, like, just kids that she say she birthed. And we all know that it takes 9 months to create a baby. And she would have, like, 6 pictures of kids saying they're hers, like, telling teachers, anybody that would listen, just, oh, I just had this kid over the summer. But you didn't have a kid. Like, and post on social media, that's her son. Like, and she doesn't, and she, her little sisters were way younger than her, so we know they weren't her sister's kids. And they know they weren't like anybody else's.
Whose were,
like,
these kids
take
then?
Pictures out of magazines.
Out of magazines?
Yeah, like legit.
Oh my
gosh. Did someone
gosh.
Then like recommend her to a psychiatrist? Like, whatever
people
happens.
People are so nuts. I had a girl I went to high school with. She told me, no joke, that Nick Carter was her boyfriend. And she met him one time backstage at a meet and greet. And she took that picture. I mean, she literally, and I think in her mind, she's just like, you know, she thought that was literally her boyfriend.
That's a whole other level of unhinged.
I know.
That
I feel
just
so
can't
bad.
Understand.
Guys, I have a confession.
What?
My pictures on Instagram, I actually don't look like that in real life. I just pick the best filters and the best angles.
Yeah, but it's not like you're picking somebody. Well, everyone
Pork
does
chop,
that.
You're not alone. That's not Instagram.
Everyone does that.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Oh, coming up in your tea, it's the year of Lizzo continues. She just nabbed a huge award. And why Steven Spielberg is totally, totally embarrassed.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
The year of Lizzo rolls on. The NAACP Awards went down. Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Lil Nas X, and Lizzo were all honored at the Image Awards. Beyonce nabbed 6 honors. Lil Nas X won for Outstanding New Artist. And Lizzo won for Entertainer of the Year.
I just want to thank the NAACP for making this one of the most special nights. I got to meet all of my heroes tonight in this room. Miss Angela Bassett, thank you for this award. It says that I'm the Entertainer of the Year, but you are the entertainer, period.
Very cool. Also, Rihanna, she accepted the President's Award for her philanthropy work, and she called for unity. She gave a really passionate, awesome speech saying that we can only fix this world together, cannot do it divided. Awesome message. Cardi B stepping up to show support for Dwayne Wade's transgender daughter, Zaya, and she did so in a video on social media.
People are saying that this kid is too young to transition, but it's like, how old is too young? If you are born thinking that you are a girl in a boy's body, how old do you have to be to keep knowing that that's who you are? That's who you are. That's your identity.
Very cool. I love that Cardi B and everyone's stepping up. And I love that Gabby Union and Dwayne Wade are going so public in support of Zaya. This is really important stuff, and others will follow suit. I think that's wonderful. Moving on to Drew Carey, who got very emotional talking about his ex-fiance who was murdered. So what happened? Police found her. She was a family and sex therapist. She was unconscious on the ground beneath her Hollywood Hills home, the third-story balcony. She had fallen. She was, like, underneath. Authorities say they have deemed it like a murder. And then her place was burglarized. And here he is just coming forth about the incident.
I just want to let you know that I record the show in advance. It's a really good show. But I just want you to know that I've had my ex-fiance, Amy, who I love very much, was murdered the day after I recorded this. So I didn't want people to hear this and hear me being happy for the soul set and think that I didn't know it happened or something. And just want to let you know that it sucks, and I'm going to dedicate a special set to her at the end of the show.
Oh my gosh, that's rough.
Isn't that insane? And her name was Amy, and she was just 38 years old.
I feel like Drew Carey's always so happy. It's like weird to hear him like sad.
Yeah.
So with the show he was talking about, was that like The Price is Right?
Yeah. So he had recorded it and his like show. I think he does like a podcast as well. And he was just saying, we pre-recorded this so the news hadn't broke. So I wasn't acting like nothing happened. And he's like, you would be lucky to have someone who loved the way Amy did. And he's just very shook. He's going to take some time off, which I think he definitely should.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. Bless his heart. Sending all of our thoughts and prayers. And moving on to Steven Spielberg. Okay, so news broke. His adopted daughter, Michaela, has entered the world of adult films. She's 23 years old. She's been making solo sexy time videos posted on Pornhub.com. And now she had said, oh, my parents are into it. They want me to follow my passion. Not the case. Now we're finding out that Steven Spielberg, obviously A-list, world-renowned director, he is very concerned and embarrassed that his daughter is embarking on this new career. He doesn't really agree with her choices, although she was like, my dad is intrigued and so is my mom by my choices, and they're going to see me go from the bottom to the top. But I'm telling you, they aren't.
I don't know. I feel like it's the way now. Who cares? You know, everyone has an OnlyFans. You know what that is, right, Mackenzie?
No.
Oh.
Well, what does that mean?
Nah, nothing. Liv, you know what you want to tell her what OnlyFans is?
What does that mean?
You don't know.
Fans.
I thought everyone knew.
No.
It's for like people like you and me that aren't, you know, amateur film stars that want to pretend we are and make some money.
Like subscriptions?
But yeah. Dad is Steven Spielberg, I mean, you could be put in actual, like, real films.
Oh,
become
true.
A real actress.
You know what needs to happen? She just needs to get the tattoo put on her face, misunderstood. All of these airs are just misunderstood.
If you want to check her out, her name is Sugar Star.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Ooh, Liv, what is coming up in Murder Monday?
Speaking of heirs, I am talking about Robert Durst, a heir of a real estate fortune who used his privilege to get away with murder.
Okay, it's coming up next on Joe and McKenzie.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
It's time for a little something we do every Monday, Murder Monday.
And the reason we do Murder Monday is to help out with Crime Stoppers and bring attention to them. You can anonymously give a tip to any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Just call 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the web, girl.
Yes.
What are we doing with Murder Monday today?
So today we are talking about Robert Durst. So Robert Durst was a real estate heir born in New York City in 1943. His dad was Seymour Durst, who grew up very wealthy from his father's wildly successful real estate business. And his mom was Bernice Seymour, who was a New York City socialite. Robert had two younger brothers and a younger sister. They lived in Scarsdale, New York, which has historically been one of the wealthiest towns in the United States. Robert was very well taken care of by all accounts, his nannies, his care at home, just financially, all of it just very well taken care of. But when Robert was 7 years old, his mom stepped out onto the roof of their house at night in her nightgown and was threatening to jump off. Robert claims that his dad brought him to the window she climbed out of and told him to wave goodbye to his mother and then took him back to bed. But Robert's younger brother Douglas says that story is an absurd lie that Robert tells to get sympathy, and that the reality was that the children were immediately taken straight to a neighbor's home while police and firefighters tried to control the situation. His mother ended up jumping from the roof, and a firefighter tried to save her but was unsuccessful, and she died by taking her life. Robert and his brother were taken to counseling, and it was in 1953 a psychiatrist suggested that there was no help for Robert due to personality decomposition and possibly even schizophrenia. Again, this was back in 1953, the 1950s, where psychiatry was not what it is today. People who knew Robert said that there was always a threat lying beneath his charm and that he was able to change his personality for whatever was needed in the moment. His siblings even reported that they didn't even enjoy playing with him when they were growing up. And he and his brother Douglas never got along and still don't till this day. Although his strange and odd personality, he ended up becoming very close friends with Susan Berman, the daughter of a Las Vegas mafia man who had died when she was a child mysteriously on an operating table. They met while they were both at UCLA, and Susan's mom had also passed away from a drug overdose when she was a child. So she had a very troubled life, which was why some people believe her and Robert were so close. Susan was paid out millions from the mafia because her dad, when she was in college. After Robert did not finish his degree at UCLA, he moved back to New York, and this was when he married Kathy McCormick in 1973. They at first had a great relationship and were so in love. That was until 1976, when Kathy found out she was pregnant and Robert forced her to go get an abortion because he didn't want children. That's when the relationship began to extremely suffer. Robert began to take his anger out physically against Kathy, even dragging her out of her parents' home by her hair on one account. Kathy confided in her sisters and close friends and said that if anything happened to her, to not let Robert get away with it. When we come back, we will talk about what happened to end Robert and Kathy's tumultuous relationship.
Wow, more Murder Monday in just one song.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Murder Monday happens every Monday here on Joe and McKenzie, and Liv is continuing this case.
Yes, so when we left off, Robert was being physically abusive to his wife, Kathy, and their relationship reached new lows. Kathy was just a few months from graduating medical school when she strangely disappeared. They found all of her belongings in the trash of their apartment and the trash of her and Robert's cottage home. Her friends and family knew she wouldn't have run away, but there wasn't enough evidence to prove anything. And Robert gave a large donation to the police station and said that he'd be grateful if they would just close the case and stop investigating. And that's exactly what happened back in the 1980s. Fast forward to the late 2000s, and investigators called Robert's old friend, Susan Berman, to get information about the death of Kathy, or the disappearance of Kathy. Susan called to tell Robert, and then 3 weeks later, Susan was mysteriously found murdered by a single gunshot wound to the back of her head. Whoever shot her knew her because there was no forced entry, which means she had to let the intruder in. She had to let her own murderer in, thinking that all was normal. With all of this happening, Robert Durst fled to Texas and started renting a run-down apartment in Galveston under a fake name. When people would speak to him, he would pretend to be mute. He wore a wig and a dress and pretended to be a woman, and this went on for weeks. While living in this apartment, he befriended a 70-year-old man named Morris Black, who lived across the hall. That was until Morris Black's dismembered body was washed up on shore. Robert says that one day he went home into his apartment, and Morris was sitting there with Robert's gun pointing it at him. The two men then got into a wrestling fight, fighting for the gun, when it accidentally shot Morris in the head. Robert got scared that no one would believe him that this happened. So instead of calling the police, he bought a saw and used his friend Morris's axe to chop up his body and put it in trash bags and then dump it that night into the Galveston Bay.
Oof.
Ugh.
The next day, the bags washed up on shore and was found by a teenage fisher. Robert was charged for the dismemberment, but was actually acquitted for the murder. They believed him. Now, if he had just laid low, he might still be living a free man. But he was approached by two producers from HBO who wanted to do a documentary on his life, and he said yes. He was being interviewed by them when he went up for the bathroom, not realizing his mic was still on. While he was in the restroom, he is heard talking to himself, and at one point is heard saying, "I'm having difficulty with the question. What the hell did I do? Killed them all, of course."
What?
This led to a first-degree murder warrant signed by a Los Angeles judge to be served for the murder of Susan Berman. Robert was arrested in March of 2015 in New Orleans, where he was registered under the name Everett Ward. So since then, he has been in jail, and a new trial has started for the murder of Susan Berman on February 18th, 2020. So literally just last week. He will be in 77 this April, so we'll keep an eye out on this trial, but hopefully his life of privilege stops here. All of his siblings and living family members believe that he killed all three people, and frankly, so do I. That's your Murder Monday.
Imagine being those producers, like...
Oh my gosh, I would be filled with fear and just call everything off right then and then hand it over to the police.
I just don't want to be around that energy. It's so crazy. Thank you, Liv. Murder Monday. All right, we're going to change things up a little bit. Talking about what you have them saved as in your phone. Someone has Chopsies saved as the one who I have in my phone is Sexy Baby. Going to talk about it coming up next. We like to tease producer Porkchop a lot. What's going on? I'm Mackenzie, along with producer Porkchop and Liv the Web Girl Joe, off in Costa Rica on vacay. Here's the thing. I don't even remember what we were talking about. We talked about your love meter or something, right, Chops?
Uh-huh.
How full it is. It's always full with so much love for your boyfriend, the hostage boy. And he's like, well, I mean, he does have me saved as the one in his phone. And we were like, record scratch, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm saved in his phone as the one.
Wow.
And when I call, my picture comes up.
Aww.
Now, what do you have him saved as in your phone? Is it a hostage boy? Please tell me it's not a hostage boy.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
What is it?
I think it's his name and then like babe or baby. Oh, no, it's his name, then babe, and two hearts.
All right. Okay. I want to know, what do you have your honey or significant other or just some rando saved as in your phone that you might be embarrassed if we found it? 833-563-2539. Of course, you could be anonymous. You don't have to divulge your secrets. But if we went through your phone book, your contact list, what would you be embarrassed that we would see? Here, Chops, give me your phone.
No, Mackenzie, no.
Give me your phone.
No, I'm not giving you my phone.
I'm going to scroll through his phone. Okay.
What?
Okay, I'm seeing Treat Girl.
Wait, what? What's it say?
Who's Treat Girl?
I don't have, what?
It says Treat Girl and the T.
Oh, random Nick or Treat Girl?
Oh, I thought those were two different people.
No, random Nick or Treat Girl. That's what that is. Okay. So, oh, wow. I used to work at this radio station in New York City, and we did a concert because Nick Cannon was our morning show host.
Okay.
And our concert was called Nick or Treat.
Oh.
It was like during the Halloween time.
Okay.
And I don't know. There was this girl, and she just gave me her number. Gosh, that was like 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And you still have her number?
I've got thousands of numbers.
I'm legit going through
thousands.
Our phone lines are blowing up here. 833-563-2539. We want to know what you have your significant other or friend or someone random, maybe a hookup, your go-to in your contacts. Also, producer Porkchop has a bunch of like question marks. Like ACC question mark and then another ACC 2 question mark. Like he doesn't really know if that is the person or not.
So my boyfriend has me saved under my phone. Actually, he's had to change it because he'll be meeting with clients and he'll be like on his iPad and stuff like that. And then I'll call and my contact will show up. And it was all a joke. But he has me saved in his contacts as Bottom B.
Bottom
because,
B?
Yeah, but the actual word, not just B. Because we were watching this show, I forget what it's called. It's on HBO. It's by James Franco.
Oh, yeah.
About, like, prostitution in, like, when it first started in New York City.
So what's a Bottom B?
So a Bottom B is, like, that's the guy's main girl.
So you're the main chick.
You're like his love interest at that time. So I was like, am I your Bottom B? Like, I joking around. So it just became this huge joke. And so that's my name. And he's had to change it because he'll be meeting with clients. And then that'll pop
your
up on
bottom
his phone.
B
and
is
he says
calling.
Most people laugh, but he's done with it.
Our Bottom B might be calling. Our phone lines are lighting up. Who do we have on, Chops?
Good morning, Galena. What do you want to say?
Our Bottom B.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so who do you have saved as what in your contacts?
Okay, so it's my husband, and it's not so much what his name is saved as, but which is husband with a heart emoji, a
Very
ring
sweet.
Emoji, and a family of four emoji, of course.
Of course.
But it's the gorgeous half pic of him in a bed shirtless.
Oh.
And I've on multiple occasions, because I'm Gen Z and only half know how tech works, sent, or what's it called, shared a contact with his friend needing his number, forgetting that that's completely attached.
Wait a minute. When you share a contact, it shares the picture too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you have him saved as, it gets sent to your buddy. So
you should see Chop's face right now.
Yeah, that's dangerous. I didn't know that.
That's amazing. I think that's very sweet and endearing. So I had a guy that I was dating, and his phone lit up because I was like, oh, let me send you this. And I didn't know I was sugar teased, like, in his phone. And he didn't call me that. I just...
you don't mean like...
What?
Were you mad?
No, but I was like, okay.
That is wild.
And you mean like, gosh. You don't really mean sugar teas. Like, it was like the full length version?
Right.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. I was flattered, but like, okay. I didn't know he called me that.
I have a friend in my phone saved as dude, because she just says dude all the time. So I literally just referred to her as dude. My friend, this is actually really funny. My friend's name is Michael Scott. Like
The Office?
Yeah. So his name is literally Michael Scott. And so I call him Dwight. And it's been like a long-standing joke. So he's in under my phone as Dwight. I had this friend who always used to walk girls home. And I used to say that it was because he wanted to, like, hopefully be invited in. But he never, ever, ever was invited in. So he was really just people's escort. So he literally is saved in my phone as escort, because that's just really what he became.
Do you guys have any contacts in your phone that you literally have no idea who it
is? I'm going through right
now. Do you want to call one? Let's call a questionable.
Oh my gosh.
And see if based on clues we can figure out who it is.
We should call random Nick or Tree girl.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Who is? Let's call Nick or Tree.
Yes, right now.
Do it.
Oh my gosh.
Let's just do it.
Like right now or after a song?
All right, let's play a song and then let's call this random contact. And what's it by in your phone?
Random Nick or Tree girl.
Nick or Tree girl. And see just who picks up.
So awkward.
We like to make things awkward, real awkward, here on Joe and McKenzie. It's myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, Joe, off on vacation in Costa Rica. Okay, we were talking about contacts in our phones, and we all were looking through thinking, hey, do you have any in your phone that you literally have no clue who this contact is? You have no idea who this person in your phone is. And so I went through producer Porkchop's phone and found this, first of all, what attracted me to it is a treat girl. And you know who that person is, though, right?
Hold on, wait. Liv just finished dialing. It's ringing.
Oh, wait, so the premise is he doesn't know really who this is. You have a vague recollection, but we're going to call it right now.
Yep, it's ringing.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Did you ever listen to a radio station in New York City called 92.3 Now?
Yes.
Did you ever go to a concert called Nick or Tree? It was like with Nick Cannon.
I think so. It's been a while, though. I really don't remember much of it, but I think I have.
Do you have any idea who could possibly be calling you right now?
Not really. It's pretty early.
Well, my name is Porkchop. I used to be an intern, and you gave me your phone number. And you might be on the radio right now, so please don't curse.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea who this is.
Okay, this is producer Porkchop. It's Joe and McKenzie. I'm McKenzie. We were going through his contact list, and we found a number that he... Yeah, I guess so. You knew who it was.
I remember this girl, yes.
But you didn't think she would have any clue who you were.
I don't know. Do you remember me?
No, I'm sorry. I really don't.
I'm impressed you picked up the phone.
Thanks for answering. Have a great morning.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Wow, that was awkward.
Well, at least she was nice. That could have been way worse.
I'm surprised she actually picked up your phone call.
She was hot, though.
If you and Hostage Boy don't work out, you know,
would you plan? Would you really go back to girls, do you think?
Yeah, I'm bi.
No.
I know you are, but you've been with men the last how many relationships?
Sexual. Two?
Yeah, but for how many years?
And
that's
in
decade.
Between my ex and this one, there was a girl that I was interested in. I've told you about this girl.
So if Hostage Boy, and we love him so much, but if it didn't pan out,
yeah.
Your next relationship, you would be open to...
When my ex dumped me a couple, or like over the summer, I was on Tinder. And the reason I left Tinder is because all the girls I was swiping on, none of them matched with me.
But you know what you were also on?
Grindr, because I'm bi.
And he spent more time on Grindr.
I spent time on both.
The only reason why we ask is because we hear you constantly being like, he's so hot, commenting on all of these hot boys.
Right.
I have never heard you comment on a hot girl, ever.
I don't know. Then maybe I'm slightly more attracted to guys, but I am also attracted to girls.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay, well, that was fun.
Please, I don't have to defend myself and tell you what I'm attracted to.
I know, we were just curious.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay.
Well, Treat Girl might work out, the one we just called. All right, so coming up, Mattel has just released a new Barbie doll. So we're going to get into your favorite toys from back in the day and if you think it's cute or creepy here on Joe and McKenzie. Good morning. What's going on? It's Joe and McKenzie, myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. Joe is laying in the sand, probably with a cocktail.
In paradise.
Yeah, in Costa Rica.
I'm sure he's already got a cerveza in hand.
We are super jelly, but we're holding it down. All right, so this is interesting. Mattel just released a new line of wellness-themed Barbie dolls, including a doll that comes with a cucumber eye mask, bath bombs, and a candle. People are saying it's basically Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. So what got me to thinking, like, I feel like growing up, we had the best toys ever. However, some of them are uber creepy. But what was your favorite toy growing up as a kid?
Okay, my favorite one when I was very little was my Tickle Me Elmo, which now looking back is kind of creepy. But at the time, I loved it. I would squeeze it. I would take it everywhere with me. I would sleep with it. Like, I adored that Elmo more than anything. And then if you tickled it, it would be like...
I feel like Chops does a good little Elmo.
Yeah, the little, like, laugh.
What's he? He's like,
Tickle Me Elmo.
I'm Elmo.
833-563-2539. What was the best toy ever, in your opinion? Maybe they brought it back. Maybe they haven't yet. I'm trying to think. I loved Rainbow Bright. I thought she was so awesome with her. Like, she had a unicorn. That was pretty cool. And my sister had this mermaid, and it was like a replica of the Little Mermaid, but it was a bath toy.
Ooh.
But this thing would go off by itself in the middle of the night. So, like, from we'd store it in like a tub in the bathroom because it was to play in the bathtub, and it'd be like,
it's haunting you in your sleep. I also had this other toy, and it was a little robot, and this was when I was a little bit older, like fourth grade or so, and I could control it with a remote control, and it had a little tray too, and it was a gray and purple robot, and I would like move it forward, but I would like put it in my sister's rooms when they wouldn't know, and then I would move it without them knowing, and they thought it was so creepy.
Oh my, I know some of the toys we thought were super cool, a little bit creepy. Our phone lines are blowing up at 833-563-2539. We're asking you your favorite toy. What's the best toy of all time? And was it cute? Or now that you look back, maybe a little creepy?
All right. We can talk here.
All right. Who do we have here on line one?
All right. We've got you on the line. What toy did you love / find very creepy?
Jaina.
Hello.
Jaina.
Yeah.
Jaina. Hey. Okay. Girl, what was your like go-to toy back in the day?
Okay. So it wasn't like my favorite toy, but my sister had got it for us when we were kids. It was called Gooey Louie. And you had to pull boogers out of its nose until like the brain popped out.
Oh, gosh.
That's like producer Porkchop.
Yeah, that sounds foul. I don't know. I'm not all about that.
Like, who creates a Gooey Louie? That's hilarious.
All right. We've also got Josh. Josh, what toy was your favorite?
All right, the Furby was definitely my sibling's go-to. The
Furby. Did you name your Furby?
I don't even, you know, if I did, I don't remember. But I think Mackenzie was onto something, saying that the creepiest toys are the ones that kids love the most, because Furbies are weird.
Also, our Furbies, we had so many growing up. They would never shut off. They would never turn off. So then, like, literally in the middle of the night or whatever, their eyes would pop open and they would make their little noises. My mom ended up, like, smashing some of them because she was like, I don't know how to get them to shut up.
She literally smashed them to death.
Yes, because she didn't know what else to do with them. She was like, I'm at a loss.
Girlfriend, way to get out that aggression.
All right, we've got Chelsea on the line. Chelsea.
Hey, Charles. Can you hear us?
Are you there, Chelsea?
Oh, we lost Chelsea.
We lost Chelsea.
Here are some of the creepiest toys, like, of all time. People think the Cabbage Patches are creepy. I loved my Cabbage Patch dolls.
I was never really into Cabbage Patch, but my sisters really liked them.
They came out, and then you got adoption papers, and they had diapers and the whole deal. What about creepy crawlers? A lot of this is a board game that's so wrong. Don't Wake Daddy.
That sounds very permanent. If you say that nowadays,
Don't Wake Daddy,
that means something completely different.
Yes, absolutely. A jibber jabber shake and squeeze. I don't know.
I don't even know what that is.
It just sounds wrong.
That sounds like an adult
E.T.
toy.
The E.T. finger light. I don't remember that.
Oh, how about I probably know what that is.
Night light, night bright.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Lucy loves that.
That was so fun. Light bright. You had the little pegs.
You push the little pegs
yes!
in.
That was one of my favorite toys, too, as a child.
I love it. All right, here we go. We got a call line, too.
All right.
Good morning.
Who are we talking to? Hello?
Oh, our phone lines are being wonky. Can you hear us, line two? Liv's trying to push these
buttons.
I'm
trying to push them. I don't know what's happening,
That's
though.
Okay. How about this one? The Play-Doh Dr. Drill and Fill.
Oh, I had one of those.
You did?
And it was the mouth, and you could act like you were a dentist, which is so funny because I'm so terrified of dentists now.
What about
so,
with
I don't
that
know.
Operation? That game gave me so much anxiety when you make a wrong move. It was like...
I honestly feel like real surgery can't be as hard as Operation was because Operation was so hard. It was impossible to win.
It was very intense. Okay, I think we have a caller back. Here we go.
Chelsea?
Yes, I'm
Chelsea,
here.
Chelsea, there you are, doll. Okay, what was your favorite toy from back in the day?
It was the glow worm. You would, like, press it, and it would light up, and it was all soft, and you could sleep with it.
I feel like that was so sweet and soothing. I, like, actually want one of those.
I know. I think.
Yeah.
I wonder if they still make them, because honestly, that would be a really good just, like, Christmas gift for everyone.
Okay.
Maybe on Amazon. I don't know.
I bet. Hey, girl, would you invest in one of these wellness Barbies that comes with, like, bath bombs and cucumber slices?
Yeah, I actually would.
Okay. Is it bad we're so jelly of Barbie? We're jealous
of her
life?
No, I don't think so. I am all the time.
Hey, you know, you're talking about toys that are kind of creepy. How about this one? There's the one that goes, bop it, twist it, pull it.
I had a bop it.
Bop it's are my favorite.
That's not creepy. Bop it, twist it, pull it. What's it?
Okay. Too much.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Yes, please do give us a call. Good morning. What's going on? It's McKenzie, along with producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. We have Lenny Bree holding it down in Houston because Joe is off in Costa Rica on vacation until Friday. He will be back. All right, so this is funny. Last week, end of the week, Porkchop comes in the studio, is like, oh my gosh, you guys. Tells us a story how a fellow coworker walked in on you doing what?
No, so basically, I was walking through the hallway, right?
Right.
And I was walking past one of the studios, and there's this huge window, and it's usually a studio that there's nobody in.
Right.
So I just walked by. Kind of, you know, I was sick last week.
Kinda
so kind of finger to the nose. There was a crusty.
Such a gross way to say it.
You know, just flick, right? And Liv was like, Porkchop, what'd you do with it? I don't know. It's somewhere. It's a piece of dust now.
So you picked your nose and flicked it.
Yeah, and then I wouldn't, I mean, that's kind of extreme. Just a little, you know, a little crusty flicky thing like that.
He's totally downplaying this.
And then I look to my right at that huge window where there's usually nobody in, and I see our coworker, his name is Ethan. And I look over And I see him do one of these things where, like, you could tell he was just looking at me, and then he real quick turned his head to the left to pretend he didn't see me. And I was like, oh, man, like, he clearly was just looking at me.
Oh, Lord. What did you see that you can't unsee that you didn't want to see? 833-563-2539. Phone lines are blowing up. But first, we love him. We love Joe. Here's something, a fun fact you might not know. He loves to take his shirt off. Like, I've never been around someone who just whips their shirt off for no reason. And one time, I don't know what he was trying to show the room, but I saw way too much.
Uh-oh.
Way too much.
You mean, like, of his shirt off?
I was like, oh, I did not ask for that.
Like,
it was,
under?
Way too much. Way too much. So anyway, I'm traumatized.
Okay. All right. But... Interesting.
All right. We will get to the phone lines in a few minutes. But yes, we're asking, what did you see that you can't unsee? Have you seen Ethan, by the way, since he caught you picking your nose?
No, I have not.
Are you embarrassed now?
Yeah, of course. I don't know. It's even weirder that he did the whole, like, twist his head, look left real quick thing, because then it's like, all right, obviously you just saw me.
You know what always happens to me when people walk in on me in the restroom? Always. Like, if I go...
What do you mean walk in on you?
Like, I forget to lock the door if I'm in a place that just has, like, a onesie, like a one-person bathroom.
Oh, I don't think anyone's ever walked in on me on the bathroom. How can you not remember to lock the door?
Well, I don't. They do walk in.
All right, newsflash. Anyone just follow Mackenzie to the bathroom and it'll be open.
It's bad. Liv, what did you see that you can't unsee?
Okay, so one time this was back when I was an intern at a finance firm. So, like, I'm hanging around, like, very, like, successful, like, older men. And I was staring at this old man because he just, like, was kind of a weird dude. So I was always just, like, look at him when I would be bored and stuff. And he picked a massive wedgie and then just happened to look at me as he was doing it. And he saw me see him pick this giant wedgie out of his butt.
Ew.
And it was so awkward. I, like, quickly turned away. And, like, it was weird between us ever since then. Maybe that's why I'm not in finance right now.
That's seriously disturbing. Well, we're talking about, you know, things that happen at work. It gets super awkward. Coming up, we're going to talk about a four-day work week. I have been an advocate of this since the get. And a company is actually saying, hey, we're doing it and it's working. We want to get your opinion. That's coming up on Joe and Mackenzie.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I'm reading this and I'm absolutely loving it. It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the web girl, holding things down. Joe's on vacay. All right, here's the deal. More and more bosses are testing out a four-day work week, which I've been talking about for several months now. I think it's wonderful. I feel like people would be more productive. You get a three-day weekend, more well-rested. So companies around the world, including the U.S., embracing this four-day work week, and it seems to be working. Employers are seeing surprising benefits, including higher sales and profits, more focus, and people are actually being more productive getting stuff done because they know, hey, I have 4 days to get this in, then my vacay is coming. And I love it. So they're jumping to a 32-hour work week, and Shake Shack is one of the major companies doing this.
Oh my gosh.
And recruitment has spiked, especially amongst women.
Dude, I bet, you know, if radio doesn't work out, I'm getting a job at Shake Shack.
There you go.
But wait, how are they doing this? Isn't Shake Shack a restaurant that's open 24, well, not 24-7?
Probably,
but
they're corporate.
Oh.
I'm assuming they're corporate offices.
So they aren't just moving to 10-hour shifts 4 days a week. Their company, like, they're doing the 32-hour work week, it says, and they're not cutting pay. In exchange, employers are asking their workers to get their jobs just done in that compressed amount of time. So...
See, okay, now just playing devil's advocate, because obviously I would absolutely love and kill for a four-day work week, but devil's advocate, over time and decades, if we do this, don't you think it's just going to be so normalized that people are still going to be like, ugh, it's work. Like, people aren't going to remember just the five-day work week.
Yeah, because maybe in the past there was 6-day work weeks.
Exactly. So now it's like we come in and we're like, 5 days. But like, they're going to maybe go in and be like, ugh, these 4 days.
Should this be passed? Should this be a go? 833-563-2539. So Microsoft tested this out, their 4-day work week trial in Japan. It led to 40% improvement in productivity and sales.
See, I don't know. Maybe I say our company gives it a go. And I think that if anyone changes to the 4-day work week, at first, it's going to be great. People are going to be so motivated. They're going to be so excited about the extra day they have off. But the longevity, how long does that motivation and excitement last for? I wonder.
So what day are we deleting, Monday or Friday?
What day would you want to?
Would we get rid of Monday or would we get rid of Friday?
I feel like we all love Fridays, though, so let's get rid of Monday.
Yes. I think we get rid of Monday, and then Tuesday would be our new Monday, just because the Sunday scaries hit me so hard.
Yes.
And therefore, there would be no more Sunday scaries.
I think this would be great, because when you have to be at a place in an allotment of time, this is the kind of job I like, is you go in and you get your stuff done, and when you're done, you can leave. I don't like the kind where you have to go in and you have to be there till whatever time, no matter what, because people, they waste so much time just because it's like, well, I gotta be here, you know, 9 to 5 anyway, so I might as well just take up the time. It doesn't matter.
I think efficiency is so key, and I think this is like how you solve it, because I know so many people that'll be on like YouTube for hours while they're at work because they're just trying to burn time.
Exactly.
833-563-2539. Good morning, Lauren. She said she thinks it's a terrible idea.
Lauren, it's no go for the 4-day work week.
Oh, no, I think it's a great idea.
I think it's
a great idea. I have 2 young children, and I feel like after being home with them for 3 days straight, I'd probably be ready to go back to work. So I think it's a great idea. Plus, it does get people to get their work done faster. I know being there 5 days straight, sometimes I run out of things to do. So I feel like it would be a good idea.
Now, would you chop off Monday or are you chopping off Friday? Which work day are we losing?
I mean, either way, because it kind of works either way. But I definitely wouldn't want to have like a break in the middle of the week, like Wednesday or something.
Oh, yeah. That would be bogus.
Psycho status. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks,
thank you,
Lauren.
So much, Lauren.
We are with you, sister. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm down for the whole, you know, delete the Monday. Oh, I think
too.
Lauren should be our president, actually.
Lauren for prez. You are hired, girl. No, I love that. I think this is it's testing. It's productive. It's working.
833-563-2539. Do you think 4-day work week? Yes or no? Let's go to Maria. What are you thinking, Maria?
Maria, what's your take on this?
Well, my take on this is definitely go. Our company actually does do it. We're a nonprofit contractor for the state of Texas.
Awesome.
Do it every other week.
Oh, okay. How is it
every
going?
Every other week.
So they're probably like testing it out. And which weeks are more productive, would you say?
I honestly think that the 4-day work week is more productive because there really is not enough time in a day. A lot of people tend to stop working after 8 hours. I sometimes work even without getting paid. So by having a 10-hour work week, I'm able to still produce everything I need to produce and still get paid at the same time.
Perfect.
Okay, if they ever put us on a trial like this, like 1 week, 5 days, other week, 4 days, the five workday week, we all need to join in and slack off as much as possible, just do absolute piss poor work.
So we'll just be
and
like normal on those weeks.
And then on the 4 days, we kick it up, like bang energy drinks, coffees, like we're kicking up the
Trick
productivity.
The system.
Exactly.
Okay, I think it's pretty much
definitely.
Decided. Thank you so much for your call. Have an
You're
awesome
welcome.
Day.
Okay.
Bye. Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning. It's Joan McKenzie. We're so happy you're here with us. Myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, and our boy Lenny Bree down in Houston. Joe enjoying a nice vacation with his beautiful wife in Costa Rica. So we are holding things down. All right, here's the deal. Producer Porkchop has a hidden talent. He's displayed it, I think, once before, possibly, on the show. But we want to know, what can you do that nobody else can do? Like, nobody compares can do it like you. 833-563-2539. It's your chance to brag on you or maybe your honey or somebody in your life.
Yeah, I definitely have one that no one else can do. And that's, I can say the alphabet backwards in less than 3 seconds.
Less than 3 seconds?
I'm pulling up my stopwatch.
How long have you been able to do this?
Oh, gosh. It kind of started 20 years ago. Like, my first job, it was at, like, a day... Okay, maybe 15 years ago. I worked at a daycare, and they taught the kids the song backwards. So that's how I learned it backwards. And then, like, later on in life, maybe, like, 8 years ago, I was like, I should start, like, learning this faster. And in, like, within 1 week, I learned it super fast backwards.
Has this skill come in handy?
Not yet, no. It's been, I guess, on the radio should be quite entertaining, but we'll see.
So I'm going to start my stopwatch. Do you want me to count you down?
Yes. Okay, this is producer Porkchop saying the alphabet backwards in a record 3 seconds or less.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
Oh, okay. Hold on, let me stop it.
And a ticket to
3, 2, 1, go.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJHGFDCBNA.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome. 2.82.
Raising the roof in studio. Please don't ever do that again. Okay. Oh my gosh. I don't really have a hidden talent. I wouldn't call this a hidden talent. I can literally make myself burp on command.
Really?
Which I am like very ladylike and I never do, but like any, can you do it?
I'm actually so impressed. Me and my boyfriend were just talking about this over the weekend.
No, you were not.
Swear to God. He can burp on command and I told him, I'm like, I just can't do it. I can't. When I burp, it comes up naturally. I can't watch. I'll try right now. I'll try my best. Then they say, what? See, that was Mackenzie. Then they say, like, swallow air. I'm like, okay, let's swallow air.
You're just, like, grunting. You're not, like, trying to burp. You're literally just going,
I've always been able to do this since I was a kid.
I'm trying really hard, and I feel like throw up's going to come up.
I'll do a little one. Ready?
That's so impressive. I'm so impressed.
Isn't that so weird? That is such a, like, I always want to be a lady, so I never do it. But I can burp, like, 100 times in a row.
No way. Wow, it is. It's a very petite lady. Like, can you do like a belchy one?
No, it's
come on,
like
Liv,
just
try
little...
your best for your belchiest. Liv, can like, you burp on command?
No, I don't begin where I would do that.
It sure does come out when we don't want it to, though.
All the time.
Liv, do you have a hidden talent? The only that you are like the best at. The only
okay,
you could
so
do.
Not. I guess like you could say a hidden talent. I'm not the only one that can do this, but I'm certainly am the best one at it, especially between all of my friends and peers.
Oh, gosh.
And that's cursive.
Oh.
I am excellent at writing cursive. Like, it literally looks like a sweet, like, love note. Like, every time.
Aww.
It's so perfect. I journal in cursive.
Okay.
I don't even think my boyfriend, like, remembers how to write cursive because it's been
so long.
How
do you feel about
so
them
long.
Maybe taking it out of schools? Or it's, like, kind of, they're going to get rid of cursive. I think it's so pretty.
I'm distraught by it because, one, I think it's so pretty. I think it's important for, like, you know, when you're writing, like, important things. And also because I'm a huge writer. I love writing. And I just think it's, like, a very special thing that, like, should be carried along.
So when you said that, like, when you said you're really good at cursive, I literally thought you were going to say you're really good at cursing.
I did, too.
I was like, oh, great. Give us an example.
Let me show you guys.
We know that, girl. And last but certainly not least, Lenny Bree down in Houston. Lenny, I know you have hidden talents and you have one thing that you're better at than everybody else.
I do have a very specific set of skills that I like to call the Lady Chameleon. You know what that means?
What the actual
I'm
heck?
I'm legit scared to ask. Go on.
Well, I can turn into the perfect guy for any woman.
Really?
I'm going to give you an example. You ready?
All right, let's hear this.
Hey, Liv, why don't we get together and chug a couple White Claws?
Is that doing it for you, Liv?
All right, hold on. Let me try one more time because I really wasn't feeling the vibes right
okay,
there.
Okay, take two.
Mackenzie, I just got off a jet. We went from a flight to Africa, but I was thinking maybe I could drop off your daughter's school. And then me and you, say we go on a date, fancy date, get you some champagne, and then we can hop in a limo and live a fancy lifestyle.
Do you know I like English dudes or...
Hell yeah, I know you like English dudes, girl.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on radio.
Hope you're having a fantastic morning. Easing your way back in. It's Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl. Joe having a nice time in Costa Rica. He's on vacation. And we're jealous. But we're happy that he's having a little time off. That's very nice.
Yeah, some people say well-deserved vacation. I don't know about that.
It's funny because Joe can't really relax like on vacation. So I said, go relax. He's like, I just can't.
He actually sent me a picture. He's listening to the show online right now.
No, he's not.
Yeah, no, I swear. I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I bet he will. Just, you know, relax. Get an escape. Escape for a little bit.
Speaking of escape, hopefully you guys can have some chill time after the show. What do you have planned?
So I'm scheduled to work tonight at the steakhouse at 5, but I don't know. I'm hoping that it's not as busy, so maybe they'll call me out. I feel like days like today, like dreary, like Mondays when
it
it's
is
raining.
Raining. It's like it's been nice because it's been so warm, and yesterday was so beautiful. It gave us like the hope of spring, and then boom, and it's like snow later this week.
I just want to cuddle up at home and like, I don't know, watch TV and play COD. My boyfriend's working till 3, so I don't know. I've got some time.
Can you believe February is almost over? I feel like it's like a hot minute.
That's
January lasts 3 years, and then there's February. And
spring's
then,
my favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh, I love spring. The sports are great. The weather is amazing. I know, and like yesterday really, really tricked us. It really messed with my head.
Yes. What do you have going on?
So today I'm going to help my boyfriend get some stuff done, get some returns done that he literally still has from Christmas, which is just cringeworthy in and of itself. And then I just have a ton of errands I need to run and just, I'm going to try to keep the productivity going, even though it's really dreary outside.
Ah, fabulous. And I'm going to bounce into here and makeup. I got some TV stuff to do, and that'll take me up till bedtime. Yay.
So fun.
But thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do it again. But before we do that, we got to say bye.
Bye. Bye.